up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Here we go again. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yep, nothing but great old-time music for the next hour. Old-time music. All the songs of the show always come off of actual phonograph records. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Sometimes we have to wind up the Victrola. Anyway, nice batch of records to get through today. Still working on the box full I brought down from the attic a couple of weeks ago, so a lot of tunes to get to. And we'll just make our way through. It'll be a wonderful time. Let's start out with Bill Zerniak. Now, normally, I would pull out an album called Bill Zerniak and Polka Soul. And this is the Bill Zerniak Concertina Band. Hey, here's Hey, Mr. Concertina!
Tune for me. Squeeze that box and make it chart as happy as can be. Hey, Mr. Concertina, play my favorite song, and then I'll find a handsome guy and we'll dance all night long.
Bill Zerniak Concertina Band gets us started this week on the Oompa Hour. And a lot of records to go, a lot of groups we've never heard on the show before. So stay with us through the hour. And don't forget, I always, not always, but at least sometimes, forget to remind you that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour simply by sending an email to oompahour@mail.com. So if you have a request or question about a song or whatever, feel free to drop us a note. That's oompahour@mail.com. And also, of course, on Facebook, it's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you'll find us there as well. You can always send us a message via Facebook. So back to the music, the Polka Nuts. I don't remember running across this record since we started the show like a year and a half ago already. So this will be fun. Here's the I can't even say it. We're in trouble already. It is the Pickle Pickers Polka. Here's the Polka Nuts on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
There you have the Polka Nuts and the Pickle Pickers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Yeah, while the song was playing, I was practicing saying that, actually. The Pickle Pickers Polka, featuring the Hammer Dulcimer, too. You don't hear that in a lot of records, not even in old-time records. So another fun one. All right, a lot of shows, a lot of songs. Well, a lot of shows, too, but a lot of songs to get to in the show today. Haven't heard from Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra for quite a while. He won a lot of Grammys, a lot of Grammy Awards in the old-time music. I don't know if it's the old-time music category or world music category or polka category. I don't remember what they called it. I think they changed the name of the award a couple of times. But Jimmy Sturr and Frankie Yankovic over the years pretty much scooped up most of the Grammys in the world of old-time music. But here's Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra and Sweet Rosie Kowalski.
Oh, my sweet Rosie Kowalski, she's my little rose. She's my polska honey, most everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy we'll be. Now I love sweet Rosie Kowalski, and Rosie Kowalski loves me. And when I'm feeling down and lonely, and misery's going through my brain, I look into your big blue eyes, so I'll tell you once again. You're my sweet Rosie Kowalski, you're my little rose. Now you're my polska. Most everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy we'll be. Now I love sweet Rosie Kowalski, and Rosie Kowalski loves me.
I love Rosie Kowalski there, Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, playing nothing but great old-time records here on the Oompa Hour like we do every week. And we have not heard from Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman in quite a while. And, you know, throughout this land of ours, there are many, many polka festivals that happen. A lot of cities, a lot of small towns, a lot of places have a polka festival or an old-time music festival or what have you. And I have a tune here with Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. It is the Ellsworth Polka Festival Polka. And it says here on the record that they are dedicating the song to Jack and Linda Trutman and the Ellsworth Polka Festival Committee. So, way to go, Polka Festival people. Let's get to it. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here's the Ellsworth Polka Festival Polka. There you go. The Ellsworth Polka Festival Polka. Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, spinning all these great old-time records for you today. And I have discovered here as we go through the show today that I have kind of messed up on some of these records. I'm going through some LPs, because I'm going to play some LPs here later, and I'm discovering that I don't know if it was me recently or me 30 years ago or somebody before I got my mitts on the records has got a lot of these records. The wrong records are in the wrong jackets. And it's kind of disappointing when you not that the record you've discovered was bad, but you're going for like an Eddie Blazonczyk record. We should just try that again. An Eddie Blazonczyk record, and you pull it out and you have the sounds. It's like, how did that get in that sleeve and where's the right record now? So I can see I do have a little bit of organizing to do. All right, now, a while back we played the California Connection doing California, Here We Come, or the California Polka. It was kind of based on the song California, Here We Come. And I really liked the band. Good sound. I set the record aside to play it again without waiting for the record to come around, like 12 years from now when it would come around again. And I was trying to decide what to play on this one. And I'm looking at the album, and there's a tune on here called the Naughty Naughty Polka. And I don't know if it's naughty, because it doesn't really say on the record. I'm looking here. Let's see. Let's see if we can see what the record says. You know, they really need to print these things bigger if they expect people to read them. It says, actually, this is not a bad song. It was written and arranged to feature all the instruments and refers to the snake charmer's dance in the trio, followed by a crescendo of driving force between all the instruments. A lot of fun is had by dancers during the trio as they emulate belly dancers, the dance of the seven veils, or the shimmy shake. So if you have a desire to shimmy shake, apparently this is your number. Here's the California Connection and the Naughty Naughty Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there. See, there was a little belly dancing opportunity in that record there, huh? There's the California Connection and the Naughty Naughty Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Kind of had that little belly dancing, too. Remember that when you were a little kid? You used to make up songs that were kind of naughty, and you would sing them, and you just think you were so cool? Because we used to have a little rhyme that went to that. I'm trying to remember how it went now. There's a place in France where the women wear no pants, and the men don't care because they wear no underwear. Remember that? You probably sang that song, sang that same one, didn't you? See, this is another one of those weeks where it's hot in the studio, and I think it's melting my brain, so you got to bear with me here. Now, another record we had played a while back, we had the Golden Brass did a tune for us, and I set that record aside to play again because I really liked the sound of the record. So let's do another one from the Golden Brass here. Here's the Broken Hearts Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour.
We both agreed we had found something new. We promised one another of our true love, but promises like hearts are broken too. My empty arms are waiting for your love, dear. Please come back, I love no one but you. I miss your lovely smile and warm embraces, but promises like hearts are broken too. Still haunt me, and your soft voice echoes endless in my mind. I pray that you will never find another, but promises like hearts are broken too. The years of loneliness have come and gone now, and the scar within my heart is finally healed. It doesn't mean that I can live without you, for promises like hearts are broken too.
That is the Broken Hearts Polka and the Golden Brass here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I love the sound of that particular album. It's the recording and the enthusiasm of the musicianship, and it just I love it, and I hope you're able to listen to that on a good-sounding stereo device of some sort, which you probably would have had to been streaming it or listening to it on FM radio to get that sound. I'm sure it sounded great even on AM radio, because we could be on all sorts of radio stations, but here in the studio, of course, I'm sitting here at a mixing console, and I have headphones on, and I'm playing everything a little louder than I should be, I'm sure. But that's why I walk around today going, what did you say? But anyway, I love that one, Golden Brass. All right, now we have Matt Vorderbruggen here. And at some point in life, I was trying to find a year on this record, and I'm not seeing one. The record, though, was put out by the Shimoleski Television Network and Shimoleski Records. And I was looking for a date on here, and I am not seeing one. But it's Matt Vorderbruggen. Let's Polka is the record out of Duluth, Minnesota. And I noticed that one of the tunes on here, apparently at some point in my life, I was probably back at the Polka station back in the 70s. I had gone through and marked on the record itself which tunes were okay to play on the show. And now, of course, I don't have any rules. I can play whatever I want. But I see here that this one is titled The Big Bang Polka, and it's marked here that it's okay for airplay. Was there swearing in the other ones? No, we know there isn't. And I thought I would just give it a spin because I don't specifically remember it anymore. And I know the record is way before the TV show The Big Bang Theory came along, so I'm sure it was not inspired by that. And, you know, of course, the theory of the Big Bang and all that goes back a long, long time, and I don't think that it could possibly have anything to do with that either. But one way or the other, it felt very topical to me today. So here's Matt Vorderbruggen and the Big Bang Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Is Matt Vorderbruggen there and the Big Bang Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning nothing but great old-time records here on the show today. And I hope you're having a great time on the show with us. And we do need to mention the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. If you're out traveling, you're going to be in the Twin Ports area, Duluth, Superior. You may want to pay a visit if you're a fan of old-time music and accordions, concertinas, and whatnot, because this is the place. This is the hub of the world when it comes to accordions and concertinas, the music, the instruments, the history, the memorabilia, the advertising, the roots of the music. This is where it all comes together. Over 1,400 different accordions and concertinas on display. A huge collection of memorabilia, advertising, music, lots of music and research on bands and where the music came from. And it's just really cool. And if you're going to be in the area and you're at all interested, you need to stop by and pay them a visit. You can find out more online at accordionworld.org, and you can give them a call at 715-395-ARTS, which is also 715-395-2787. Accordionworld.org, a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. If you're in the area, check it out, because I know that you're going to find it to be really, really cool if you're an old-time music fan or accordion fan. And they even teach you how to repair them. They have a certified class. It's amazing. Check it out. All right, back to the music. I have the Wee Willie Band. I can't remember the last time I played a record by the Wee Willie Band. I mean, I'm talking like 40 years ago, probably. And some of these, you know, I get to look at it, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, where the bands are from and what they do. And see, like, the Wee Willie Band has a booking address in Wahpeton, North Dakota, or Underwood, Minnesota, listed on the record here. And it was recorded by a company out of New Prague, Minnesota, and it was produced in Minneapolis. So They're really getting around, I guess. But here's the Wee Willie Band and the Tinker Polka. The Tinker Polka with the Wee Willie Band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning great old-time records for you today. Can you believe it? Already into the month of August here. It's just crazy. It's going to be fall pretty soon, which actually, to tell you the truth, fall is my absolute favorite time of the year because summer is just too hot for me. I didn't mind it when I was 12, but the heat and the humidity just don't go with me. And I'm in northern Minnesota where it's not that bad, or so they tell me. But I don't dig summer really too high. And of course, nobody likes winter because up here we have 25 below zero and everybody's got to get their snow blowers cranked up. And so that's kind of crummy. And spring isn't any good because everything's melty and it's all squishy and muddy and it's just a mess. But fall is the season. Everything's crisp and it's not mushy out there yet and it's not freezing and there's crunchy leaves and it's pretty and I don't know, fall is the season. But we're on our way, by golly, because here we are getting into August already. The back-to-school stuff is in the stores. Yikes. All right, Marv Herzog and the Barbarian Polka Band on the way next with a hit song that was a big hit back in the, I want to say the 50s. Could have been early 50s, late 40s, I don't remember now. Remember Lonzo and Oscar? A couple of funny guys. They were in a lot of country music shows and stuff. And they did a great song called I'm My Own Grandpa, where their family tree now has got so confused that somehow he'd become his own grandpa. And Marv Herzog and the Bavarian Polka Band take a stab at it with the I'm My Own Grandpa Polka.
Many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law. It changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It may sound funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also makes him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It may sound funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Well, father's wife and had a son who kept them on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. For if although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. And if she is my grandmother, then I am her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It may sound funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
There you have it, Marv Herzog and the Bavarian Polka Band there. I hope you were drawing that out in a chart on a piece of paper there, because I've actually done that in my life, and it does work out at the end. According to the song, if you follow it through, he does turn out to technically be his own grandpa. Very confusing situation there with Marv Herzog and the gang here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Will we get a waltz into this week? Oh, we always do, don't we? I don't think we've ever missed. I will work on that. I have not selected a record which contains a waltz anywhere on it so far today, but I'm sure there's one here someplace. I just hate to slow it down. You know how it goes. I have Rocky and the Happy Valley Gang on the way next. I was going to see if I could figure out Glen Ullin, North Dakota is where these guys are from. And it's kind of another standard. Kind of another one of those back of the woods hillsy kind of songs, kind of like the old grandpa song there. Here's a Mountain Dew polka with Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang.
Good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few.
Glen Ullin, North Dakota's finest there. That's Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang and the Mountain Dew Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, reminding you, of course, that you can always get in touch with us via email at oompahour@mail.com. Always waiting for your requests, dedications, any queries you may have about songs, or if you just want me to tell me to shut up and start playing more records, which would be a good idea. I got to get a waltz in here, I promise you. John Lawan and the orchestra. And it might be John Lawan, I'm not sure. Jan Lawan. I always get confused trying to say this one, but I can pronounce the White Eagle Waltz.
W sercach naszych ojczyzny miłości tkwi. Jak długo Wisła wody pod Bałtyk będzie spłać, tak długo polskie grody nad Wisłą będą stać. Stać będzie kraj nasz cały, stać będzie piasków gród. Zwycięży orzeł biały, zwycięży polski lud. Stać będzie kraj nasz cały, stać będzie piasków gród. Zwycięży orzeł biały, zwycięży polski lud. Jak długo z gór karpackich brzmi polskiej pieśni ton, jak długo na Babelu Zygmunta bije dzwon, jak długo święta wiara ożywia polską krew. Stać będzie Polska stara, bo każdy Polak lew. Stać będzie kraj nasz cały, stać będzie piastu gród. Zwycięży orzeł biały, zwycięży polski lud. A zatem do widzenia, goodbye, au revoir. A zatem do widzenia, dobranoc wszystkim wam. Zatem do widzenia, good night, au revoir. A zatem do widzenia, dobranoc wszystkim wam. A zatem do widzenia, goodbye, au revoir. A zatem do
couldn't understand a word he was singing, but I really liked the sound of that record anyway. The Jan Lawan Orchestra, the White Eagle Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning the records here. I'm digging through the record boxes here, listening to the songs. I'm finding more records than I'm going to have time to play this week. I'm already starting to figure out which ones I'm going to play in the show next week. Now, this one, I have the Polish Kid here, and I'm glad he has a nickname like that, the Polish Kid, because I can't pronounce Don Chalkajewski. There's really a lot of extra letters in there. It's kind of like somebody poured out a bowl of alphabet soup here. And so, you know, I'm sorry, Don. I don't remember how to say your name. It's been a long time, so we'll just call you the Polish Kid. But I was going to play the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boop Polka. I really was. But see, then I flipped the record over, and on the other side, we have the Fritz the Plumber Polka. And that sounded a lot more interesting. So here's the Polish Kid, the Fritz the Plumber Polka. Kid here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show, and we're just gonna see here. I got way more songs ready to play than I have room to play, and this one here is gonna require a little explaining. I imagine you're familiar with a song called The Life in the Finnish Woods Waltz. I'm sure you are. It's a standard. It's played by virtually every old time band on the planet. Life in the Finnish Woods Waltz. And I grabbed this record by Carl and the Country Dutchman, and they do Life in the Woods is Finished Polka. I'm not kidding. So if you remember Life in the Finnish Woods Waltz, here's Life in the Woods is Finished Polka. And this is another, and not only is that kind of an interesting twist on a classic song, but I'm looking at the record here, and I'm trying to figure out where these cats are from. And the record was produced in New Ulm, Minnesota. The engineers from New Prague, Minnesota, as where it was recorded, says it was recorded at Carl and Gladys Kunert's home in Orion, Illinois. So they're in somebody's living room, I imagine, making this, and it says you can book them at an address in Cochrane, Wisconsin, but the band's address is in Orion, Illinois. So they're all over the Midwest here. Carl and the Country Dutchman, and Life in the Woods is Finished Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. See, basically what we've done there is we've just kind of souped up the original Life in the Finnish Woods and changed it into the Life in the Woods is Finnish Polka. Carl and the Country Dutchman here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I just feel that we could sneak in one more record in the show today, and I just grabbed this one out of the box. I didn't even think about it or anything else, and we may as well go out with a classic. Here's Happy Louie and Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. But before we do that, you know, we do always have to remember to get the commercials into the show, because every now and then I forget. So we're going to hear this, then we're going to hear from Happy Louie.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's get this thing out of here today. Here's Happy Louie and the band with Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Just pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler eyes, let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler eyes, let's all play hide and seek.
Well, you ought to see my Julie, a pretty gal is she. She lives down in the hollow all alone. She likes to wear those mini skirts and do the polka hop. The night when I go calling at her home, she's a blonde girl, she's pretty, pretty as a daisy, and she means the whole wide world to me. She likes to wear those hot pants and do the polka hop. The night when I go calling at her home.
Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler at her. Pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler at, let's all play hide and seek.
Oh, there goes Irene, there goes Irene, she has a smile, a great big smile, walking down the aisle. Now there goes Irene, there goes Irene, she has a smile, she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Zosia, there goes Zosia, she has a grin, a great big grin, a pretty, pretty grin. Now there goes Zosia, she has a grin, and she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Julie, she has to wiggle in the middle, she has to wiggle in the middle, now she has to wiggle in the middle. Now there goes Julie, she has to wiggle in the middle, and she likes to play hide and seek.
Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler at, let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready, holler at, let's all play hide and seek.
Well, believe it or not, that wraps up another Oompa Hour already. Holy moly, the time goes fast every now and then, huh? Yikes, but you can join us again, same bat time, same bat channel next week, and we'll do it all again right here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and the International Polka Association. We'll be back again, do it all over next week. Until then, stay happy, everybody!